Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome to Land Larrikins, episode 6. Some tip rats don't get airborne. This is what happens when they don't. What are you looking at?
Mate, I'm looking at unicycle hockey fan Luke Heggie. What are you looking at?
I'm looking at Crocs owner and fence post water gauge monitor, Nick Cody.
Hold on, fence post water gauge monitor. Are they the blokes that just walk around with the jacket?
No. Just your own.
Oh.
You know that triangular perspex water gauge, the rainfall?
Mate, I'll be honest, still don't know how rain's measured. Obviously, do they have a bucket out? How do they know that it's that much? Yeah, I don't know.
For old men, it's just a wedge-shaped container nailed to a fence post. You go up and check out how many millimetres you got.
But how – oh, fuck. Yeah, but I'm not sure. That's only in that one spot.
Yeah, I know. It's bullshit.
Yeah. I don't believe it.
Nah. I know. Like a couple of times when I grew up in Brisbane, you get like a metre in an hour.
Oh, man.
Once every decade or so. It was a fucking massive rain.
Yeah.
Sick.
Brisbane doesn't fuck around.
One time, I was at the pub and the joint flooded, like the car park flooded. We were out in the car park up to our necks pushing cars around because all the cars went engine up.
Oh.
And they're floating around, hitting each other. So just like pushing cars off each other, swimming around.
Didn't go home.
Pretty good.
I love that the place is flooded and you're like, all right, what do we do now? Let's push these cars.
Yeah.
Not to get them out of harm's way, just for a laugh.
Oh, no. We'll trying to save them from hitting each other.
Oh, you were helping out.
Yeah, I was. I was out with all the drink drivers trying to save their fucking cars for them. Mine was safely at home. Christmas special for Land Larrikins, and thanks again for everyone who is a Patreon member. Enough of you to be very nice. Not enough of you for us to give a fuck what we say. What are you going to do? Ruin Christmas.
100%. But thank you for listening in. Thanks for your support. You know what it goes towards, and we really appreciate it.
A few Christmas tales here, a few grubby little things that happen around the festive season, and we better get stuck in. Don't want to be here all day. We're looking at a hotspot, Ambrosia Indian Restaurant in beautiful and tranquil Gympie.
Fuck yeah.
Queensland, home to many crimes and street brawls.
When I was on radio up in Brisbane, that was one of the places you could always make fun of. Gympie. Everybody told me, mate, just get stuck into Gympie.
Yeah.
I had no idea. You go, just type Gympie News, have a good time.
Yeah, man. I'm supposed to be doing a show there early next year. I don't know. My cousin was the chief police officer in Gympie for a time. She said the joint was fucked, which I already knew just from passing through it. As a child.
At speed.
On our way from Brisbane to somewhere better.
Yeah.
Sometimes we'd stop there at the Golden Fleece, grab a Chico roll or something, but generally straight through.
What's the Golden Fleece?
It was an old petrol station restaurant.
Oh.
You know, when petrol stations had a roadhouse.
Yeah, they're all gone now because they're replaced with a Macca's, Red Rooster, KFC, Subway hybrid.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I want to see what a fucking lunatic gas station chef can whip up.
Oh, yeah. Usually a steak, paper thin. How would you like it? Does it matter what I ask for? No.
No.
Boot.
Yeah, you'll need sauce. Welcome to the free Christmas edition of Land Larrikins. I'm Nick Cody, and of course, I'm with your mate, Luke Heggie. How are you, mate?
Yep, I'm standard.
Man, are you feeling it in your heart, this Christmas spirit? We've decided to give this episode to people for free. What do you think about that?
Well, I just like to give a bit back. Sometimes I'll give money to a disgusting homeless just out of the goodness of my heart.
But, you're a good bloke. You know, you're a bloody top bloke.
Oh, it's that time of year.
But I'm glad everybody listening to this listens to our Midfly Brawl podcast for free. This is generally, Land Larrikins is just for Patreon subscribers, people who keep the lights on here at Midfly Brawl HQ. And as the great man Luke Heggie's always said,
nothing's free.
Nothing is for free. And the people that do keep the lights on, our Patreon subscribers, have decided they're going to give this to you for free, but you've got to hear some words from them. And here's a few messages right now. I'm going to kick off. Gordon has said, why am I paying money so you freeloaders can have a laugh on my dime? It's communism at its worst.
Emily says, hey, lads, my sentence for you as follows. Cody ran out of room on the toy because you ratbags didn't contribute to the Patreon. Who knows how many of Heggie's fuck-ups are now gone for good.
That's a good point, Emily. David said, hope you enjoy your penny-pinching Christmas, you tight cunts. Whew, harsh words there, Dave.
Sean says, eat less Christmas food, fatties. Then you can afford to support these animals.
Lucky makes a good point. Daniel wrote, Merry Christmas. You freeloading dogs ought to open up your Nike bum bag, spread that Velcro wallet wide and pay up. These are great.
Suck. Anyway, this isn't this is Ambrosia Restaurant, and it's overwhelmingly well reviewed on your favourite site, TripAdvisor. Except, of course, for a couple of interesting characters who went there and had a bad time. Tell you a couple, because good review is not that interesting. Like, it is a nice place, obviously, but you're never going to please everyone. Aaron from Alice Springs ordered his grub there, 6:25 p.m. Got told it'd be 25 minutes. Turned up. It wasn't ready. Had to wait an extra 12 minutes. Got given a free drink for his troubles. Not good enough. 1 star.
Mm.
What a fucking champ.
Some nerve for a bloke from Alice Springs to talk about, you know, quick service.
Shit being on time, yeah.
The Northern Territory are slow as fuck.
Oh, only one thing better in reviews for me than shit reviews, and that has to be managers getting online to respond to reviews.
Oh, the manager got in.
Oh, yeah. When I see a review and then underneath there's like italics and a little paragraph indent, it's time to crack a beer and the knuckles and settle in. You're going to see some good shit, and they respond to everything.
Oh, pretty Ambrosia good. Do?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. L-SK, a level 2 reviewer from TripAdvisor, who's quite partial to reviewing everywhere she goes in the region. Big fan of Ria's Cafe in Mergen. Nice mild curry, beautiful naans. The economies of Mergen, Gympie, Toowoomba and Kingaroy, to name a few, have all benefited from the hard work of L-SK. However, had a bad time in Ambrosia's of Gympie.
Oh, no.
She said, and I quote, my husband and I, and it's a good time to state that her husband gets mentioned in every review to legitimise her ranting. She's at the study nook crafting a whinge. He's in the kitchen plunging the Bodum and arranging the ice favos on a plate and shutting his stupid fucking mouth. My husband and I ordered an entree each, one main meal each, biryani to share and naan breads. Food was horrible. Long story short, wrote a review on their Facebook page. I was called a liar, told to go to India if I wanted authentic curry, was told we'd ordered enough for more than 5 people. Classic Indian method for telling white people they're fucking gluttons.
Great. Love it. What a great thing too, to get Indian food and just be told, fuck off, go to India if you want the legit shit.
Yeah. Well, I didn't see that. Like, I didn't. She said she got told that. I didn't see that. Ambrosia's response, you wouldn't stop. Even Facebook found your post disgusting and deleted it in result. There's definitely something wrong with you. I hope God help you. Thank you. High Road response, classic passive aggression, hoping God helps your enemy. I love it. Well, anyway.
You know something's wrong with her because she's a level 2 TripAdvisor reviewer.
Absolutely. I don't know how many levels there are.
It's in the title.
Yeah. You get a belt. It's like karate. Anyway, the incident, right, two little textbook Queenslander fucking hoons, maybe LSK's grandkids, I don't know, they're malingering around 2 days before Christmas 2017. They go into Ambrosia Indian Restaurant, authentic Indian spices mixed with local produce, one of Gympie's most popular restaurants, and pinch the tip jar off the counter.
2 days before?
Ruined Christmas.
Oh, that's grim.
Absolutely. A couple of 13-year-old boys anywhere in Australia, especially outside of the big five cities, up to absolutely no good. Yeah. You should just be able to fucking hit them, put them against the wall and ask them what they're fucking doing, like the olden days.
8:45 p.m. the two offenders casually approach staff looking for a table.
Yeah.
That whole sentence is, what are you fucking cunts up to?
Yeah.
Hold on. No 13-year-olds want a table. It's 8:45 p.m.
Yeah.
Go inside. You should have had dinner 3 hours ago. And just go home.
Oh. It's on. It got caught on CCTV when they did it. Anyway, if anyone sees this and recognises the boys, contact Gympie Police. They haven't found them. Or I think it's that time again. Sucked in. Still not free. You losers. Hope you're enjoying yourselves, but fuck you. PJ says, give the guys some coin, you cheap fucks.
Again, solid point. Thanks, PJ. Aaron wrote, support Air Jade and you tight cunts. We can't have another airline going under in 2020.
Matt says, oi cunts, get amongst the Patreon, you cheap tip rats.
There's a theme with the greetings I'm finding here. And Pat has continued with the theme. Pat says, hey cunts, enjoy your free content that we're paying for. Have a Merry Christmas and get fucked.
Osher says, sometimes at Christmas, someone gives me a goat in Africa or a well pump in Vietnam. So consider this my charity contribution to you, you poor, impoverished, podcast-listening cheapskate. Good point.
If you're like Osher, do you mean Osher Gunsberg? Do you mean...
your mate.
It is. It's Heggie's mate.
It is.
And the fact that your dog's barking in the background, that's what you get. A barked over message from TV legend Osher Gunsberg. Alan wrote, happy Christmas, cheapskates. May you be stuck between a pissed supermodel and a screaming kid on your next flight and get diverted somewhere. Shit. Oh, thanks, Alan.
Alex says, there's a good reason I look down my nose at you from first class. Pay up, you tight cunts.
Fuck yeah, Alex. And Alex, when he says first class, he means it. Alex is in the first class tier. He pays $20 a month.
I dress myself in cashmere. Woo! 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 Woo!
Thanks, Alex. Daniel wants to let you know, I just want to know what they do with the extra 30 cents a day, the cheap-ass dog starvers.
Matt says, or you bunch of boppers, hard year, free episodes, over now, grow up and pay.
Fuck yeah.
Yes. All this, though, hot on the heels of Farmer and Son suffering exactly the same fate. Their chip jar went missing.
I saw this, the Farmer and Son, the tip jar get knocked off, and I was going to Google it, but I left it to Luke Heggie, the king. Because to me, if I was to guess, Farmer and Son sounds like a cafe or a bar that there's no farmer around. It's just they've called it that. It's just two rich blokes that have opened a joint.
Fucking oath, man. Farmer and Son's a locally owned gourmet cafe.
There you go.
Where you can really taste the nutrient-rich soil in their range of jams, relishes, and chutneys. I'll tell you what, like you say, man, you whack the word farmer.
What was it? How did you describe that place? What's in there?
It is a locally owned gourmet cafe where you can really taste the nutrient-rich soil in their range of jams, relishes, and chutneys.
More tea!
I knew just from the name. That's why stereotypes exist. I figured it out.
Oh, fuck yeah. You put the word farmer into anything, you got yourselves a bloody deal with me. There's a service station near where I've been working.
Yeah.
And it's got a shop at it. Like it's definitely Big Oil on the outside. I didn't pull up on my fucking donkey. You go inside and there's wooden crates and shit everywhere. Like there's a hollowed out wine barrel with cans of Coke resting on a bed of hay. And sort of crusty bread sandwiches fresh out of the freezer. What a time to be alive.
Yeah, a few $7 bananas. So, straight from the farm.
I just peel the stickers off, yeah. Call it fucking farmer organic.
Hey, has this been a good good season for fucking peppermint extra? Has it been a bumper
crop of juicy fruit?
Bountiful harvest.
Three for two Red Bull. Big year. Yeah.
the year on the Taurine.
This, I mean, it sounds like a, I smell a rat though, because in the same South Side shopping precinct as Farmer and Son is Ambrosia. So it's clearly these kids, or maybe a copycat. I don't know. Either way, there's two punk kids at large operating in the Gympie area flogging tip jars. They'd be 16 by now, so probably go and have a gander at Juvie if you want to find them.
Yeah, and again, what are they? Just two 13-year-olds walk into a cafe. Fuck off. That'd be the
yep.
Fuck off. I know you're going for something. You don't come in here.
Yeah.
Go to fucking Time Zone or whatever you're up to.
I'd say when I used to work in the bottle shop, we had a cigarette machine near the door, and it wasn't ours.
You'll love this. My grandma had a cigarette machine in her house.
Coin operated?
Yep. This was in the 60s.
Yeah.
That's how many Dutch she used to smoke. They just gave her a machine, but then she didn't have much money, so she'd just break into the machine to get her own money out to buy more darts.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. She was an 80 a day.
Oh, so she didn't own the machine?
No, it was like a cigarette company.
Cigarette company put a machine in her house.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Brilliant.
Loved a dart.
They had one at the shop and it didn't belong to the shop. So when it broke, people would go, this just ate my money. So we'll take it up with them, mate. It's not ours. I fucking don't care. But I'd be sitting in the fridge reading the paper generally and just watching through the gaps in the bottles. If someone came in, I'd hear the ding and I'd have to get up. But I saw this kid run in. And he's got all his coins and all his mates' coins and shit, and he's shoving them into the machine. And he's going too fast, so they're coming back out, and he's looking over his shoulder and everything. And I just sat there watching him. And then the ciggies were probably about $8 at the time. He's fed about $6 of coins in there, and I just opened up the fridge door and ran out and started yelling, "What are you doing? What are you fucking doing?" And he's just shit himself and dropped the rest of the money and fucking run off.
And you scored fucking $8. You just
got $8, yeah. Anyway,
well, I love a dodgy way to get cash. I remember once in high school, my mum bought, it was year 12, so she bought the entire range of school photos.
Yeah,
like the ones where you get your fucking dumb head on a bookmark and in a fucking snow globe. She bought the whole package, and the envelope was all coins. And maybe a $10 note. It was maybe $30 total, but there was a $10 note. The rest were coins.
Yeah.
I just tore the envelope, took a bunch out, left a $5 note in there, and put it in the box, like the order box.
Yeah.
And they sent me all the photos. Said there must have been a mistake. The money must have fallen out somewhere.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Nice one.
Oh, sorry. That was a phone call.
Oh, good timing. I thought you were playing rap because they like stealing shit too. And that's your fucking MO when you're a kid learning early.
All right, you fucking tight asses. It's time for a few more reads from our legends over at Patreon.
Tequila, tequila.
Woo! Roars has written in, one, Kieran, you're so far behind, you probably won't hear this till next Christmas. And two, Trav, you fake Queenslander. Fuck your more chilly memes and chip in with some flash. Cheers, lads. Loving your work. And that's from Roars. And then him in brackets, he's written, children's book author Zoe Foster's neighbour in the late 80s in Bundanoon. Heavy message there, Roars.
I'll tell you what, when you grow up in Bundanoon, you'd never think you're going to grow up next door to a future children's author, would you? I mean, I feel starstruck just reading that. It's amazing.
Your neighbours as a kid probably think the same thing, Heggy. They never know. They never knew that they'd be living next to an eventual children's author. That's my lock for 2021. Marchin sent in, hope you've enjoyed your life lesson, you stingy fucks. Everything free comes at a price. You're not wrong there, Marchin.
Maeve says, enjoy the ep, you pack of crunchy shoelaces.
Oh, bit of Heggy gold there. Cheers, Maeve. Catherine's written, for the freeloaders. Can't go to Bali for your annual dose of wellness and third world exploitation, then pay for your content, you fucking grubs.
Oh, here we go. And it says, stingy people like you cannot do anything useful but die. Merry Christmas. That's the first Christmas I've had to say in this. I was hoping to get through so all the odd numbers ones wouldn't have that, but thank you for fucking insulting me all the way through, you Patreon fuckers. Anyway, it's time to get back to the episode now. Good luck.
Just so you know, Heggy, if you thought you were going to just say Christmas, when I see it's written as Christmas, I could just add this.
Ruin Christmas.
So you were stuck either way. Enjoy the show.
So still in Queensland, right, and to the spiritual home of Grubbery that's not Gympie, the Golden Coast.
Oh, yes.
And you sent me this, lovely, hot off the press, no less, a work Christmas party at the GCTC, Gold Coast Turf Club, 5:30 p.m. Saturday, 5th of December, 2020. A few brewskis, bit of a punt, probably. And all the frustrations of having to work for a living bubble up to the surface.
Fuck yeah. People forget that. They always talk about the positives of Christmas parties, which are people porking colleagues.
Yeah.
But they always forget, no, there is a darker side, and that is I've hated this cunt all year and I'm going to fight him.
Yeah, for sure. Evidently, one of them did the old slap head to a bald man. My guess is one of the older blokes involved in the incident. Although, who knows these days? Men go bald very young now. Too many fucking hats on heads when it's not sunny is my diagnosis. Rubs all the hair off. I've seen heaps of, spam heads in their 20s now, don't you? It really affects society, these little pricks. They've got to go and earn money and quick because they're bald. It's the only way they can fool women into liking them.
I think, though, what's happened now is that Joe Rogan talked about trying to keep his hair for ages and then one day said, fuck this, just shaved it off. He goes, I was going bald, fuck it, just shaved it off. And because he does have 100 million listeners or whatever, I think a lot of young blokes just get, it starts at the back, it starts thin, the bald spot starts thinning, and you go, fuck this, I'm jumping the gun, getting rid of all of it.
Well, it's a dignified way to do it, but I don't know that Joe Rogan invented fucking shaving your head. That's a bit much.
No, definitely not. But he has said, just stop pretending it's going to fucking grow back. He said, I just got rid of it and that's a good move. And there's a lot of blokes that listen to that.
Yeah. But he's got hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Bit harder. 22, bald. You're a fucking loser like us, like the rest of us. And you got to try and trick women into thinking you're a good fucking prospect. That's why you see so many of them getting around in fancy cars, selling houses and dealing stocks and shit, just working some other fucking angle other than having nice hair.
It's the only people you'll ever hear say that baldness comes from too much testosterone. If any of my mates say that and they've still got hair, I go, hold on, what came out in the shower? Why are you bringing this fact up out of nowhere?
I mean, plugs, for all that money though, like plugs have, people say plugs have come a long way, and they probably have. Although I must be special because I can still fucking spot them.
Mm.
I don't know how far they've come.
Nah, you get it. You see them up close. There's a lot of tricks that, yeah, people don't realise. I think stuff looks good on TV, but if you see it with your actual eyes out in society, you go, fake hair. I love a good shit wig too.
Oh,
a proper good shit wig.
Fucking oath. I respect that way more.
Way more. Wig
and plugs. You're fucking running the gauntlet. Gonna be windy. You'll fucking forget it. You'll lose it. Something will happen.
Yeah.
But fuck. It's a commitment. A wig, pretty good. So it did say one of them was rubbing the man's head, maybe for luck. They were at the track trying to release the genie or something. But ended up in a big fight, all in brawl. Five in hospital.
Five in hospital.
Five men in hospital, including men in their 50s and 60s. And I'm not violent, but I see myself being even less violent as I age. Not a fucking good idea. I've been threatened to be bashed in my 40s by blokes in their early 20s. It'd be like bashing your dad and his friends. It's fucking crazy. But old men still get into fights. I think it's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
You bruise easy. You snap. You're not fucking 20 anymore.
Yeah, man. I'm sore. I pulled a muscle in my back at touch rugby the other night, taking off my boots.
Yeah.
Oof. It's not a good start.
Yeah, it's always something innocuous, though, that does it as you're getting on.
By the way, I think I know what's kicked this bloke off as well. What time did you say it all started?
5:30 p.m. Saturday.
Yeah, 5:30 p.m. on a Saturday. So that is 5:30 p.m. on a Saturday. Is the end of the race day.
Yeah.
I believe Gold Coast races are daytime races.
Yeah.
Here's a bloke that has lost a lot of cash, and the final race, known as the Get Out Stakes, has not helped.
Absolutely.
His cause. And then it's been one rub at the bald spot and I'm fucking taking everyone out.
Fuck yeah. Don't touch a man who's just lost everything, including the hair at the fucking track. I wouldn't touch him. All right, it's time for some more Patreon insults to you fucking freeloading pricks. Ebu says, "Oi, Johnny, you cunt head. You somehow managed to crawl out of the afterlife bucket, but I still see Mum's coat hanger mark on your forehead like some kind of fucked bogan Harry Potter. Except you're not a wizard. You're just a magician's trick, you poof. You're a botched fuckwit lowlife cunt. Pay the lad some Patreon money, you lowlife seat-sniffing creep." Jesus Christ.
You know what I love about Ebu here is that I think he thinks Patreon charge him extra if he uses commas and full stops. So I appreciated you spending all that cash just getting that rant out in one block.
Word to the wise while I'm down here, and there has been a few of these. Ebu's correct here. When you call someone a cunt, the preposition, it's got to be oi, not hey. Hey, who do you think you are? You in Buckingham Palace or something? It's oi.
No. But hey's the counterpunch. Saying hey, cunt, hey's putting your chin out. They swing at you. You step back. Clock. That's getting them to come in.
What? Nice. I've always been an oi man.
Ebu, the vibe I got out of Ebu's message is this could be him.
"But you better understand English in about 5 seconds. If you don't, I am going to fuck you up."
Let us know if that's you, Ebu. Matthew says, "Enjoy the scraps of this episode, you bottom feeder."
All right. Grace says,
Heggy, sorry. Grace is the legend that made all of the decals for the planes for Flight Simulator.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Fellow Nicholas Jeffrey Cody nerd type.
Yep.
Thank you, Grace.
Computer plane nerd.
Grace says, "The only other person I know who listens is my brother, who is already on the Patreon, but to all the other freeloading dogs, I say get on board or you might find a Falcon in the Christmas stocking instead of that fancy fucking Samsung you wanted." Thanks, Grace.
I think, I don't know, maybe it's how I grew up. I'd be wrapped with any TV in a Christmas stocking.
Oh, that's a big stocking.
That's a minimum 75-inch stocking. Thanks, Grace. James has written in, "You wretched cunts should pay a few dollars so these bums can improve their shitty," and then in quotation marks, "podcast." I don't think James likes this, but he pays. Thanks, James.
Well, you got to pay to insult. It's not free. Squirter says, "Hope you're dribbling all over your phones, you destitute fucks." Thanks, Squirter, for getting in on fucking Cody instead of the Christmas thing all the time, even though it's catchier. Good on you.
And I just looked down. Sorry, Squirted. The dribbling's off the machine at the minute. I don't know what's happened to the toy. It sounds like that's a setup, Heggy, but I'll find it. We'll get it in there.
Nah, whatever.
Let's get back to the episode.
Tell you what, though. You feel like a laugh after a hard day's yakka, pop over to the Gold Coast Bulletin Facebook page. Pretty fucking good. I am just unironically reporting the best news items from the Paris of the Southern Hemisphere. Here's a couple of headlines, right? I don't subscribe, obviously, so I don't see the articles. But the headlines, right? Here's a few just from the last few days because I was looking for this article.
Yeah.
This is what happened between then and now. Gold Coast cop reveals bizarre attempt to frame him for bank robbery.
Right.
Deadly snake takes a dip at a popular beach.
takes a dip.
Don't deserve the dregs. Coast MP's supercar concerns. They're thinking about having supercars at the Goldie.
Great.
They don't want any dregs there. Too late.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think supercars brings in? High society types.
Well, that's what he's worried about. He doesn't want the dregs coming into the Gold Coast.
Oh, so he doesn't want supercars at all? Or he just
no, he
wants
want
the
supercars
race
at all.
And oh, okay. Yeah. I was gonna say that it's hand in hand. You can't
it's already saturated. Yeah. You might as fucking well.
Make some cash. They're already there.
Yeah. How's this? Coast mum cops vile abuse for breastfeeding 5-year-old.
That's fair. It was probably me. It was at the kid, though. Ooh. I was yelling at the kid.
Yeah.
Fuck off, mate. You can make a sandwich. Get off the tit.
Yeah. Do you reckon she turns up at lunchtime, grade one?
I was going to, you can't have your pen license and fucking have breast milk, I reckon.
Oh, yeah. Grim. One more. Queensland's most notorious Insta-famous gym junkies. An article about the perils of extreme vanity.
Oh, I might have to check that article out because Huge might be in there.
I don't know. Is he in?
Did I tell you about this on an episode the other week at the gig at Good Chat Comedy Club?
No.
And downstairs at Fritzenberger, top at Caxton, fucking great room. Check it out. if you're in Brizzy, of course. But there was a bloke in the crowd. He was 6'7", turned out to be 135 kilos. I was talking about my secondhand Subaru Forester, and he said he was asking me questions on state, legitimate questions about what they offered me when I bought it at the dealership. And it turned out he had a car detailing business. This guy tatted up, his mate tatted up. And afterwards he said, "Hey, Nick, how are you?" And I said, "Hey, mate, what's your name?" And he said, Huge. And I said, "Did you say huge? And he said, "Nah, my name's Eugene and I'm huge. So I go by Huge.
Brilliant.
And Huge has about 40,000 Instagram followers and he's just fucking a huge. He's a big unit.
That's it.
Lifting weights, lots of tats, living on the Goldie, living a good party boy lifestyle.
I've always got something to do with cars, don't I?
Yeah.
Cars are never far away from this shit.
No. Well, he said the problem is his car detailing business is that he's too big. So he can't get in there and clean the insides of the cars because he's fucking huge.
Oh, if only there were a solution to being too big.
Mm.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. I don't want to make any guesses about how huge does things, but looking at his Instagram, it appears his fitness does go in cycles.
Yeah, right.
His level of fitness.
Well, they have to, Insta people have to get like a photo shoot done when they're at the good part of the cycle, don't they? And just farm them out bit by bit.
I saw a bloke at the gym that I go to in Melbourne the other day. He was asking the chick at the desk about the best, he was an Indian dude asking about the best fake tan he should get for an upcoming bodybuilding comp. And I was looking at this bloke thinking, man, I hope what you mean by that is 2024, because you're fucking, can't you look like you just got out of a wheelchair? Were you in a coma?
Don't they have divisions or some shit, weight divisions?
I don't care. Even the most woke person would look at this guy and say, you shouldn't be on a bodybuilding stage.
Yeah, right. I think you misunderstood what woke's about.
Yep, you thought, fuck, surely they've run out by now. Wrong, cunts, get this up, yeah. This is from Mark. Get on the Patreon to get Heggy off the tools and fund the new kids book written by Australia's favourite larrikin. Stop being a tight ass, especially you ratto.
Sick. Personal insult all the ways and ripping into future children's author Nicholas Jeffrey Cody. I like it.
Pound for pound, Mark up there with one of the best ones so far. Just a great, he's used three sentences and has fucking got everyone.
Yeah, including ratto. Fuck you, ratto. Angus says, hope you're enjoying land larrikins, you freeloading fucks. Enjoy the festive season. While it's honest living types on Patreon, which make this podcast possible, it's grubs like you that provide the content. Makes you think, doesn't it?
Sure does.
Makes you think, doesn't it?
This is from Amanda. Pay up, cheapskates, or I'm going to give you to the count of 10 to get your ugly, yellowed, no good freeloading keister out of our podcast. Now, Is that the clip from Home Alone?
Yes.
That action movie that he plays in New York?
Yeah,
that's a fake movie, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a fake movie. It's also a Christmas movie, isn't it? Home Alone, or isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, they both are.
Is that a Christmas film? Oh, sick. She's nailed that.
Fucking top work, Amanda.
I love it. Keep the change, you filthy animal. That sort of business.
Fuck yeah.
JWD89 says, to quote the great Terry Crews in Bridesmaids, fucking freeloaders.
And Mim has written in, I paid for this, you pack of pricks. Straight to the point. Love your style, Mim, and you're spot on. Let's get back to the episode.
So, Gold Coast Bulletin, Facebook. I reckon he would be on there if he's a famous Gold Coast Instagrammer. Yeah. I would like to read the article myself, but I'm not fucking buying the Gold Coast Bulletin. I'm not a lunatic.
I'll send it to you. Hopefully it's all. Hold on, let me have a squiz right now. Gold Coast Bulletin.
Queensland's most notorious Insta-famous gym junkies is the name of the article. And it's just talking about, I assume it's talking about how their organs are fucked and the vanity's not that good for your mental health.
Oh, 1 minute. I've got it. I'm in. Oh, no, Huge probably won't be in this.
Why?
Because these are people that have gotten in trouble.
Oh, okay. They're criminals.
So one, a bloke named Dean, he's a bodybuilder who helped to import steroids. Shane and Eve, they're a couple, both charged with trafficking steroids. Jack from Gympie, he sold 10 grand worth of marijuana as well as MDMA.
Oh, right.
Is another bloke, self-confessed drug dealer and fitness trainer.
Yeah.
Another bloke caught with commercial quantities. You never want caught with commercial quantities of steroids and cocaine. Mate, Commonwealth bank teller turned Insta fitness model.
Yeah, right.
My favourite though, prison guard turned power lifter.
Super.
And then cocaine trafficker. Yeah.
I would think if I were a drug dealer, and I'm not, but if I were to ever dabble in that, probably the less followers and popularity I had, the better. Like, I know you got to shift some units.
Yeah.
But you don't really want to be famous, do you?
Yeah.
And doing that.
No.
Fucking crazy.
And also, nothing like, how easy are you making it for the cops? All I do all day is eat, train, sleep, repeat, drive a Porsche. You go, fucking hell, cunt.
Yeah.
Something's not right. You didn't say work in there.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a look in your bank.
You got to add a little fucking dash of work as well, like Stefan did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I go and do one haircut a day. That's why I own 10 speed boats and a Sky Needle.
I did put that up on the Insta the other week, walking back to the apartment in Brizzy.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Oh, here we go. Sorry. The music that just kicked off, goldcoastbulletin.com.au, have decided to play a video. My favourite thing.
Yep.
When I'm on the internet, I'm reading the news. All it is a 11 of these gyms were found to have traces of cocaine and other illicit drugs. They're testing gym equipment, all the toilets in these gyms.
Oh, right.
Oh, Sydney, City Gym on Crown Street, Virgin Active, Pitt Street, Fitness First Platinum on Bond Street. Hmm.
Well, that's what people do. Who gives a fuck? Gyms, yuck. All right, time for some more. N says, all you dwibbling chair sniffers are going to ruin Christmas.
Makes a good point. Dan's written in, thanks to you, povo cunts, Cody's kids are sitting in a hot car without the windows cracked outside Crown because they can't afford a nanny. Thanks. He's made a good point there, actually. Saw a more chilly machine the other day, Heggy. Went to a pub and there was a, I saw in the pokey section, I don't know what it's like in New South Wales, but Victoria, to stop the spread of coronavirus, every second pokey's machine is cordoned off.
Yes.
But they'd cordoned off the more chilly machine.
Fuck off.
Very sad day. There's a bit of this.
They clearly need to rearrange your machines.
Yeah.
They can't be that fucking heavy. It's a two-man lift, I would think, if it's not full of coins anymore.
No, just move the...
Easy.
Who the fuck is blocking up more chili? I understand if you've got a cover on Where's the Gold or your Black Rhino. You've got to leave more chili to the people. It's Christmas time. I'm trying to get some presents over here. Thanks, Dan. Mark has requested something very specific here, Heggy. He needs this... delivered by Billy Moore, if possible. Hit it.
Freeloader! 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 Good that Billy came in and did that.
First impression I've ever heard you do, and hope it's the last. Thanks, Mark. Philip sent in, pay for your content, you freeloading jizz gibbon.
Oh, goodness. And Rob says, I'm not giving $750 a month out of me compo check to pay for used tight cunts to get a listen. Good on you, Rob. Nothing is free. Anyway, our headline act this week, we should kick into it, is Christmas Day in Schoppingen, Germany, 2015, if you cast your mind back all that way.
I will, actually. That just makes it in. And what a news story it was.
Oh, yes.
A 29-year-old man has reportedly died after blowing up a condom machine on Christmas Day. This was in Schoppingen, Germany.
Great. I mean, three young men cruising past a condom vending machine on the side of the road, and they thought to themselves, it is Christmas. We deserve a little treat. Let's rob the bastard. See what happens.
What are you getting, honestly? best case scenario is dingers, but how much cash are you going to find in a condom machine?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, many victims of Darwinism have died at the hands of vending machines, just none of them as funny as a condom vending machine. Vending machines, I found out, kill 4 times as many people as sharks.
Yeah, wow.
That's not including long-term diabetes deaths and the like from eating all the shit out of vending machine. This is violent death by crushing.
Yeah.
1 every 112 million people die under a vending machine.
Jesus.
More likely to get killed by a vending machine than win Powerball.
Fuck.
So, makes you think.
Does make you think. Also, do you reckon they all die from the impact, or do you think the impact of the vending machine falling on them causes a fair bit of damage and then it's just embarrassment that tips them over?
Yeah. I think if you're old and frail and angry, the impact would fucking knock you off. But if you're young, you just die under it because no one's coming.
Yeah.
Like, you know, probably too embarrassed to yell. So, you, yeah, just fucking die.
Do you reckon they can get it out? They go, ha! Oh, no, don't worry. Fuck this. I brought this on myself.
I'd like to know the stats of someone who's died of starvation because they're stuck under a vending machine.
Yeah, rough. Rough way to go.
That'd be sick.
Food does fall out, but it's like a gluten-free cookie. You go, nah.
Yeah.
Fuck this.
I'll just die happier slightly. You want to know some things while we're on stats that kill more people than sharks?
Yeah.
I'll tell you. Falling out of bed.
Yeah.
Champagne corks.
Oh, yeah.
Coconuts.
Jesus.
Messy handwriting, especially from doctors.
Yeah.
Elephants. Left-handed people using right-handed things. I tend to think sucked in.
Yeah.
Falling TVs, being buried alive, and armed toddlers.
Jesus.
Sharks, pretty weak.
Yeah.
Compared to what we do to ourselves.
Yeah. You're scared of sharks? No. I'm scared because I'm going to go buy a beach towel at Walmart. And I can see a 3-year-old in his mum's bag.
Yeah.
There could be fucking anything coming out of that, coins or bullets.
So, I mean, the pink eyed lefties bang on about guns and shit, but I mean, a lot of toddlers do kill their parents with guns.
Yeah.
And I think, like, if you, like, from the backseat of the car, kid could just grab a gun and shoot his mum in the back of the head. If she had an extra gun on her ankle, she could shoot the little fucker before he shot her. They don't need less guns. They need fucking more to fight off the toddlers trying to shoot them.
Yeah, you need the other toddler with a gun as well, watching to make sure the other toddler doesn't shoot mum.
For sure.
Arm the other toddler. Yeah. It's the only way forward. Man, the falling out of bed, that's rough. That's old people.
Yeah.
Champagne corks, what a way to go.
Yeah.
Now, when they say champagne corks, are they also including Prosecco and sparkling spumante?
I would think so, because they're slightly more vicious than an actual cork. That plastic one, fucking hard. It's like Kevlar, like an oversized bullet coming at you.
That's what do they use the fucking cow in No Country for Old Men? What's that thing that he's got?
Oh, it's like an air compressor thing.
Yeah, the air compressor. That just killing bogans. The air compressor spumante pop.
Oh, man. So early on Christmas Day 2015, locals in the peaceful Schoppingen, a town where you're not allowed to own a dog unless it's proven to not be a fuckhead, said that they heard a loud noise at 7:40 a.m. So obviously dissatisfied with what Santa delivered, 3 German men set out to what looks to me to be a country road to rob a condom vending machine. No buildings in the background of the photo I saw. What a joint, just a freestanding dinger machine in a semi-rural location, only in Deutschland.
What the fuck are their council up to?
I don't know.
Like, I know we give the council shit here for different permits and, you know, it's turned into a bit of a nanny state, but just a freestanding dinger machine for no reason.
Yeah. Must have been near Lover's Lane or something. I don't know.
Wasn't there a World Cup? Was there a soccer World Cup in Germany a few years ago?
Yeah. Well, yeah, 2010.
Yeah, because remember, weren't they talking about sex workers then? They were building like temporary fucking dongers, like huts, because people were going to have sex with sex workers that often that they had to build new accommodation to fly more in. Maybe that's the last standing piece of a fuck village, you know?
Oh, yeah, it could be.
They've bolted it into the ground. They can't get it out of the concrete.
Yeah.
Everything else they took down, took with them.
Oh, man. I mean, the way these guys have chosen to steal something that's bolted in, they should have done the old chain around it, drive off, like you do with an ATM. All right. I hope you're enjoying the episode, and you have done so far, you fucking stinge bag pricks. Here's some more messages from the patrons. Little says, as far as those cheap bastard freeloaders, I wouldn't waste a second thinking about those empty-headed scabs.
God, there's some really well-written insults to you fucking tight-ass freeloaders in here. Love it.
Absolutely.
Simon says, hey, fuckheads, put the Smirnoff Ice and Winnie Blues down for a second. Sling the boys a few shekels.
Yes. He even knows what you're up to.
Just swap the Winnie Blues out for your fucking Horizon 50s for a week. You'll be well in front. Chuck us some Patreon cash.
John says, mange de la mer des murs. Tu baises mon marché.
What does that mean, Heggy?
I suspect John is not French, but that would mean eat shit and die, stingy fuck. So you don't hear the French say that sort of thing that often. But
has John just punched that into Google Translate? And
I would think so, yeah. I try not to talk like that too much in French. I try not to learn too much because I talk like that enough in English. And I sort of start with a clean slate and start learning French. And hasn't worked out that well, but I do try.
Gareth has written in, enjoy this episode, you freeloading human sponge.
Patrick has said, and I really hope Patrick's correct here, his dreams do come true for Christmas, and sometimes they do. A Christmas miracle can occur. Patrick says, I hope Santa leaves a shit in your sacks, you dirty cheese weasels.
Jesus. Some great descriptions of these free listeners here. John's written in, enjoy the free content from your $0 contribution, you not three, not four, but five trips to the buffet freeloading grubs and or cunt. I just wanted to cover all bases there. John's a fucking animal. Right. I love John.
That appears to be it for the insults from the Patreons.
Well, you think though, they were the ones that were written in, Heggy, but Brad actually sent us an audio message.
Oh, here we go.
All right, you freeloading Thomas Cook flying fucking welfare bludgeon pricks. Get a more accurate throw and chuck the boys some cash before you ruin Christmas. Love, Brad.
Fuck yeah. Cheers, Brad.
Oh, thanks, Brad. Thanks for insulting me twice in fucking one little 5-second grab and ripping into the freeloaders. Anyway.
And I was going to say, if you've made it this far into this free episode, good on you. But of course you have. You're a fucking filthy freeloader. You would have made it this far if we'd put double the amount of insults in. Enjoy the rest of the show. Get on patreon.com/midflybrawl and sort your shit out before the new year.
They're at the machine, right? And they've decided to rig up some explosives and blow the thing up.
Jesus.
Which they did.
Yeah.
But one of the men, a 29-year-old, didn't make it back to hide behind the car in time, like the other two, and got blasted by shrapnel in the head. So the other two, right? That's a bit like a fucking gender reveal, except not quite, well before. The other two took him to hospital and said, yeah, he fell down some stairs, that old chestnut.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Not that it's not fine to fall downstairs and hurt yourself, but you have to lie about it because it just sounds like a fucking lie already.
It does sound like a lie, and it doesn't explain why the ant cells lodged behind his fucking eye socket.
Yeah, I know.
He fell down the stairs.
The hospital staff were on it. Probably was the blue chunks of metal hanging out of his fucking skull. And they've called the pigs who came and made the other boys spill the beans. And they didn't even end up getting all the coins from the machine scattered around the machine. They just left in a big hurry. The other two idiots didn't get charged. They'd already killed their friend. I think that's enough, Nick.
Yeah.
Itch, iron, bind, shopping gin. So really makes you think.
What's itch, iron?
Oh, that's what it's something like long live.
Oh, really?
Shopping gin. It was fuck, I should know this. It's what
yeah.
JFK said about Berlin. Itch on Vine Berlin.
That's right.
He's making the peace.
Oh, it's good to get a bit of US presidential history rammed in there into a fucking exploding condom machine story.
Yeah.
I've done it again. Fucking hell. Man, some poor metal detector bloke too. He's going to be out and about in that town on the outskirts going, oh, what's this? He's going to get the odd coin, the odd bit of bloody shrapnel.
Yeah.
He'll probably think it's from World War II or something. And look at this. It's probably a Russian, bit of a Russian bullet. They're like, nah, just went through some dumb cunt's head on Christmas Day.
Yeah. The longer humans go on, and, you know, all things point to probably 100 years or so, knock this joint off. But if they do manage to keep continuing, throughout history, there'll be more people die from exploding condom machines than World War II.
Yeah.
But that's going to happen at some stage. It's the way I feel about Kokoda. More fuckwits just dying on that bend from drinking too much water while trekking the track post the war than died on it in the war.
Yeah, I told you. My favourite one wasn't the guy. There's a guy with no legs that fucking got through it. That's a fair effort, right?
Yeah.
It's the bloke that ran it and then bragged about his time. Look how quick I ran Kokoda Trail. Like, well, it's under very different circumstances.
Yeah. I bet you weren't the quickest. They didn't have stopwatches and Gatorade either, fuckhead. So, yeah.
How many people die of exploding condom machines before the conspiracy theorists kick off and go, there aren't even such things as condom machines.
Yeah.
They're fake numbers. It's just the government trying to take away your rights.
Well, some people might say more people have died from exploding condom machines than the war because it didn't happen already. There's one. The so-called Holocaust killed less than condom vending machines exploding.
Oh, fuck. That brings us to the end of another episode of Land Larrikins. Thanks for all your support, Patreoners, and thanks for sending your messages through, because this is the one that we're going to put it up for free probably this week at some time, but this is not the thing that people are going to hear. People are going to hear this episode, but your heinous comments rammed in throughout to make it, again, as I hope to make it barely listenable.
Yeah.
Because as we spoke about earlier in this episode, nothing's for free.
Fucking oath. Definitely not. All right, mate.
You legends. Thanks for all your support. Have a good New Year's. And I look forward to getting absolutely maggot and maybe in a Land Larrikin episode myself coming up.
Sweet. See you, mate.
Have a good one, legend. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.